This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Redmen TV. Things are heating up in the Champions League. Liverpool taking on Spartak Moscow. Krish Pajak. A place in the last 16 beckons, it calls, it keeps us awake at night.
Does it? It's not my kids. Definitely my kids.
Maybe
right?
They know. Look, massive. This is where we wanted to be. Bit of a setback in the last game, of course. It would have been nice to have qualification assured by now. Of course it was.
Of course. That goes. We are also saying. Liverpool.
Yeah, so it's a bit of drama. Never went amiss. It'd be nice to do this game though with no drama. 3 points.
3 points.
Start thinking about the draw.
6 goals, something like that would be lovely. 6 early goals. Sure. I know we've just done a whole segment in the final word show about how it doesn't really matter, but 6 early goals would do me in this one. Mm. Now listen, this is, and it's not something I normally say, it's something you normally say, the most important game of the season so far. Really? This is what it's all about, isn't it? This is why we're in this competition, because we want to get into the last 16 and we want to sort of see where we can go from there. But, you know, ultimately, it's at Anfield. We've got everything in our own hands. We can go out there. We're in good form. We can put a strong side out. I'm really, really excited for this game.
I think this is what we're in for, isn't it, John? You know, don't get me wrong, again, qualification assured would have been much better, because there's a derby looming at the weekend. You know, no matter what the form guide and all that says, and that's going to be an intense encounter. So, look, it would have been nice to have this be a bit of a dead rubber, but also a big, meaningful European game at Anfield. We saw that with the Hoffenheim second leg. What a great game that was, and this is what it's all about. This is what we're in it for, is to play games that matter in December, as opposed to having to wait, you know, to the end of the season for things. And Liverpool want to meet their season objectives. They want to be considered back amongst the top, you know, echelons of European football. Then it's go to Anfield, get the business done.
They're the best nights out. There's something to play for, and I think, like, you know, I know it's in terms of, like, you know, from the outside, it's a bad week in that, you know, it's like you say, it's 2 big games, but it's also, if you're a fan, it's one of the best weeks, isn't it? Because you know, you go and know what it means something, and you go and the atmosphere is going to be great and stuff, you know, before kick off and, you know, all that type of stuff. And I think, you know, we've probably done it, you know, not in the way we wanted to, certainly with the Sevilla game in recent memory, but also when you look at it in terms of, like, what's happened to Spurs in the league since they qualified, you know, they've gone completely the other way, whereas we've actually got better and better. Yeah. So, you know, I'd take us challenging on both fronts, as opposed to just being great in one than the other, I think.
But yeah, I think there's a mentality maybe of, you know, we've been rotating quite well in recent weeks. You could continue that, and, you know, and have a reasonable expectation Liverpool handling this game quite well. Is there a case for you where we think, look, no, let's not fuck about with this one? You go and get, and look, it's a separate conversation, but what does a full-strength Liverpool team look like, I guess? But I guess the simplest way of putting that is, you get Salah, Mane and Firmino on the pitch at the same time, and you go for this and you get this game done, because there can be no margin. There's no margins for error on this. You know what I mean? Just let's not tit about.
No, I think he's got a. This is. You know, I hate saying it, but it's like, you know, the derby's a big game at the weekend, but like it's a league game ultimately, like in the context of a season. Whereas this is like we only get one shot at this, and we can't really mess this up. You know, there's no way, you know, kind of this needs to be the one that we win and that we qualify top of the group, and you know, make it count. Like,
I think the good thing about this, Ross, we talked about this on the final way to some extent. This team starting to take things in its stride, and even though it is a big game, I trust that they will treat this with the professionalism with which they've treated every game, you know, by and large this season. That we'll go out, we'll continue to do what we do. They'll be composed, but hopefully incisive as well. They won't let any notion of this being a big game get to them, I guess.
No, I was meant to mention on the final word with the rotation thing as well. It must be confident for other players to know they're going to get game time, and I'm sure they must prepare maybe 2-3 games in advance of, like you mentioned it before, when people are going to play. So mentally people can set themselves up and go, I'm going to be playing Spartak Moscow, because they must already know who's going to be playing.
Well, there's a point. What the fuck does Spartak Moscow do here? Because in the last, week, look at the players who've played for us. You know, we've played Dom Solanke up front a week ago, who was, you know, hadn't started a Premier League game by that point. All of a sudden now you're going, and we've played...
Grealish got minutes.
We've played, in the last three games, we've played three formations, and we've probably played, 18 different players, maybe? I could have researched that, I haven't. but we have played a bunch of other players who've got good, solid minutes under the belt and performed as well.
Yeah.
So, you could drop a Dom Solanke into this game and no one would bat an eyelid at us doing that.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, when you do get game time, they're there to prove a point again of going, maybe I can push myself to get into the next game or the game after that or whatever. So, having not just fresh legs but a fresh mentality to these players is only an advantage. And then, like you said, Brighton weren't expecting that formation, or neither were we. So, what are Spartak Moscow supposed to do? You can prepare 3-4 different formations themselves, but ultimately, until they get on the pitch, you don't know what's going to happen.
I really enjoy the idea that their strikers watching highlight reels of Wijnaldum all week, thinking how he's going to go up against them at centre half.
Trying this new Clavin
stats.
No, but it is. I mean, again, because that's the beauty of where what Liverpool have become since that Tottenham game, is that we've played not just our 11 into form, we've played an additional. Throw in Emre Can, Dom Solanke, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, James Milner. You know, these are guys who could quite easily be the 12th or 13th man in a best Liverpool 11. And we're at a point now where every single one of those guys is at a level where you could reasonably drop them into
this
game.
I think, you know, I don't think you meant to say it, but you said, let's not fuck around here. Klopp's not been fucking around. That's the point, is that he trusts his players more than fans trust the players.
Yeah.
And you can see that, and that's evidenced by the rotation that he's put in place. So it wouldn't surprise me if he continued to rotate. Wouldn't surprise me if he'd earmarked this game for what I would consider a full-strength 11. He will put the players out there that he believes will get the results. And we've seen over the last few weeks that he believes in a lot of these players and a lot of formations, and he believes in the squad more than any fan does.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, Ross, preferred 11s first.
Yep.
Tell me why you've gone for...
Clavin, right centre-back.
Potato, patata, innit?
No. Not in the slightest.
He didn't know he'd wind you two up.
I've done it to wind you guys. It was a humorous jape on my part. Yeah, so same way it was humorous when Nina got it wrong last week.
I mean, Klopp won. I've done it the other way around.
Sad.
Yeah, Klopp did a back three, you know, question that. I just thought I'd mix it up even more, swap them around.
So, is there some tactical insight into how the striker plays that's led to Klavan being
Klavan can only turn right, can't he? Didn't think about that, did you?
Opens more of the pitch up to him. Phil Coutinho, not in your preferred 11.
I know. I was between
he was our best player. By a comfortable but distance in the last game.
It's that rotation thing, doesn't it? I don't know, Lallana played a couple of minutes the other week, and I think Klopp said he's a little bit off fitness, but I'd imagine just putting him in there, rest Coutinho, and then you've got Coutinho free for the derby. He's either or, one of them.
I must admit, I don't know where Lallana's at with regards to his fitness. Imagine being, because we could theoretically just drop him in this, not figure him in the derby, and you could potentially rest like two. You could rest like one of Mane and Salah and Coutinho.
I've been putting Lallana in my preferred 11s and I've left him out in the hope that he puts
goes in. Yeah. Okay, cool. John, you've gone for Danny Ward in goal.
I still go a bit mad, why not?
Yeah.
Might be,
I get it, though. Explain your reasons behind it.
Behind having Ward in goal.
No, all of it.
All of it. I just think it's one of them. I think like there's a few lads there who, you know, like Henderson, you know, who's played most of the season, safe pair of hands type thing. But then I just think there's lads there who, you know, you can rest Salah then in the derby and, you know, put someone else there. But you've got Mane, you know, he's then played two games type thing. I think Solanke probably deserves a start, and I think if you're going to rotate Firmino out, you know, well, actually, I'm going against what I've actually put in the actual team, I think he'll put, but just for me, like, yeah. if you're going to rotate him out, Solanke, he's a bit of an handful, isn't he? He can do a bit of everything as opposed to starting Sturridge. And I just think...
Well, why have you switched Mane and Salah?
How do you mean? Well, I've put one of the sides. I don't know.
What is going on with that couch?
You just don't know the right
left dyslexic couch down over in the last couple of weeks. It's incredible.
Just weird.
Check sides. Yeah, idiots, they are all.
Pretty sure you put Karius in your one originally, did you? The Champions League goalkeeper.
Yeah, well, I noticed the mistake and fixed it before we started recording. Who's the bigger idiot, Ross?
We're making entertainment over here, mate. He's the same thing everyone else has done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We could have ignored it.
I put Mignolet in because I want him in goal.
Okay.
I think he's a better keeper than Karius.
Ooh.
Simple, really.
Don't get him started.
I think then I've gone for the pretty much... No. Okay, Gomez, Lovren, Clavin, and Moreno's my back four. I want to see Gomez in sense, but I don't want to see the two of them really young, inexperienced... right-hand sides of that back four in this must-win Champions League game. So I've gone really settled on the back four. Chan, because I think he deserves that sixth spot at the moment. I think he's playing much better than Henderson.
And I think he's also a guest as well, because he's in that rotation.
He's the Champions League midfielder, the midweek midfielder, as it were. And then I've rested Salah, quite simply, for the F. I think Ox comes back in for me. I'd release Mane and Firmino just because he's boss on.
Yeah, I've gone with... I want to see a little bit more of what we saw against Stoke. I'm not sure it's necessarily the approach or the formation to be playing at Anfield, but I just, again, Solanke, I think there's merit now that he's had that taste to giving him another taste to keep him ticking over. And I wonder whether, I mean, look, none of us has gone for Sturridge, even in preferred 11s here. Look, it's not outside the realms that he could start Daniel Sturridge in this game. God knows he's been giving him opportunities. And, you know, again, you'd expect, is it a slightly slower pace because it's a European game that might suit Daniel Sturridge? You know, again, having the clinical finish. But I wonder, I'd like to see Solanke given that opportunity as the rotational guy, as it were. I mean, technically he's not rotating because I want to keep him with Firmino. Again, I don't think it's necessarily a realistic thing. But, and the Gomez thing at the back, if we've got a chance to put him in, again, Clavin, why? Clavin probably could have played at the weekend if he's good enough to be on the bench. Again, is that there for an opportunity for
he was warming up when it looked like, was it Chan was injured first half? So yeah. He wouldn't have been far away.
Again, not a realistic thing, but again, something I would very much like to see. Right, let's have a look at what we think Jürgen's gonna go with then. The more sensible of the options, perhaps. What's a significant difference other than you finally put the centre halves in the right order?
Put the senior back in and put Henderson in.
Henderson? Why do you think Klopp will go with Jordan Henderson in this game?
Because he's the captain of his club. But I think he's, like you say, he's probably the biggest game of the season so far, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, he's the captain. You need to have that person in your squad to either motivate other people or to lead people by your performance on the pitch. And I think it'd be a massive, massive game for him.
Yeah. I mean, I've personally gone, I did a big thing about how you've got to have Salah and Mane if you're going in for it, and then I've done exactly what you said. Would you prefer, Chris? Salah is very much wrapped up. I want him full fit and mad for it to be totally unleashed on the Ever at the weekend. And again, I do actually think that Klopp will just take this in his stride.
Oh, that's my preferred 11, bar the keepers, isn't it?
Yeah. I think Klopp will continue with the rotation. Do you actually think he will continue with a degree of rotation? Because I think I think there's a good mentality to get into with the squad, where he's telling them that these have all got the same level of importance. There is no first 11. You are all members of the first team, whatever. Interesting that you've gone with my thoughts on the back. byline for a couple of them? You think he would start a Gomez at centre back?
I think he would, just because I think he's, you know, you can make the case about Clavin being more experienced, can't you? But at the end of the day, you know, like Ross said, he can only turn one way, and he's you know, I think having the legs there and a good footballer next to Lovren helps as well.
Here's the thing, you can question the Gomez being next to Trent, but he's just played Wijnaldum and Chan as centre-halves in the last game at Lovren. So there's no point in questioning him. Klopp could do fucking anything if he wanted to, couldn't he?
Yeah. No, good luck. Good luck to anyone trying to pick the starting 11 for this one.
It's a nice position to be in, though, isn't it? Even preferred 11, you stuck for choices all over the park.
And let's be honest, we joke about it, don't we, Chris? I think it doesn't make that job easy, but then again, it's not like it matters.
I'm not being funny, right? But if a fan could pick Jürgen Klopp's side every single week, Liverpool wouldn't be doing very well. Because the teams would be game planning for this.
But you know what I mean? The difference between a year ago, though, Chris, is that the thing you did was just pick last week's team, and odds are you're going to be right because we didn't have the players to make these changes. We're in uncharted waters here. You know, the fact that there are, again, you could make a strong case for Daniel Sturridge or Dom Solanke or Roberto Firmino to start this game. If any of them started this game, again, You'd shrug at worst. At the best, you'd be dead excited to see how they performed, given that. Similarly, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, we're in a situation now where we can comfortably say one of Salah and Mane can sit on the bench for this one. And Oxlade-Chamberlain, you would trust him to perform well. Not just to perform well, but to probably get a goal or an assist in this one, because we've seen that kind of stuff from him. Boss, more of this. But all the same, good luck.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine. All right, score predictions, Ross. What do you think it's going to be?
3-0.
Okay, sound.
We'll go 3-1, Liverpool.
Cool. Chris?
2-0, Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm feeling 2-0, if I'm honest. I'd like to take a goal right at the end of either half, because that's what we're doing at the moment. Like around the 30-minute mark, maybe, and then the 90th minute, probably with a Salah coming on just to stretch his legs. Just slots one in against the title. Yeah, that'll be sound by me. Okay, then
do you know what's annoying, though, about Salah's goal scoring and stuff? You know when you play Footy Manager and you've got that striker that you want to score because he's at the top of the scoring chart and he doesn't get a goal and you're really disappointed? That's what Salah's kind of been like, you know, at the weekend, just gone and stuff. I'm gutted when he doesn't score a goal now. I just want him to score. I just want him to get 35 or 40 goals this
mainly
season.
For people who've got him as the fancy footy captain as well. I think there's a lot of, like, across the board, like, oh, come on, mate. Come on. But you know what? As I said, and John highlights on the far away, and if the left one don't get in and the right one will, or the middle one, or the one just left of centre, or the one behind him as well.
Or the centre back.
You've also just reminded me that we've got a fantasy league going on that I haven't checked for a few weeks.
He's just reminded me too.
Yeah, I wish I'd forgotten it, because that would excuse the reason for me being bottom of the table. But
bottom?
Yeah.
I'm ahead of you.
Comfortably, like.
I've not checked my side since the first week. Oh, my word. That one's... Oh, dear.
Who's top?
Is it you?
Yeah.
Because he switches his centre-halves around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Social media, Ross.
Too much time on his laptop, isn't it?
Good job.
Yeah, to be fair, I took in midweek, and so this is how bad it is. I've got good players in mind, but there's no reason why. I'll take Salah off captain, because this is a week to gain some points. People will forget there's a midweek, the midweek changes, and he's not going to start in midweek. And then he comes off the fucking bench and scores two.
The argument was sound.
The logic was sound, the execution was flawed. Just trust Salah, and that's just let the rest sort itself out.
Who did you pick as your captain?
Morata. Reasonable pick. No. Anyway, let's give us some captaincy picks for Bilal.
Salah, Paul!
Other than Salah. But there's no points to be gained back. If everyone's got Salah as the captain, you're not going to claw points
no,
back.
No, but you can lose them.
No, of course. But
if he just is the top scorer in the league and continues to be.
But you've got it. That's why you've got to be tactical with it. The league will forever stay the same, because the only way you can make big jumps is with double captaincy points. I'm just going to. Everyone else needs to not have Salah as the captain. Basically, that's what needs to happen.
Okay, ask them nicely.
Yeah, just. If you,
I think he's even my captain.
Shut up. Leslie, your preferred and Klopp 11s in the comments below. Thank you very much for watching. Subscribe to the Red Bed TV for more. It is Derby week as well, in and around this. We're going to be gearing up to that once this game is out of the way. So stay tuned to the Red Bed TV on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram as well. Thanks for watching. Enjoy the game. We'll see you post-match. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.